So it's 11:47, and WBFO is at its very first cafeteria chat as part of our education reporting here in Buffalo. We are right inside their high school cafeteria. They've been willing to let us inside so that we can find out what the issues are in education for these students in high school here.
My name is Lionel Perdomo.
A lot of adults don't realize how difficult sometimes it is to be in high school.
They don't see that. They just look at it in a way, it's like, oh, just go to school and study and that's it. They don't look at how you feel or if you got other things to do. Like, people can't tell you something about you if they're not on your shoes, you know what I mean? If they can't feel what you're going through, they can't say nothing. Like,
how can we as adults be better and help you guys make it better?
Try and listen to us, trying to understand us, and put yourself in our position just one day to see like how it is, instead of just going right at it.
Nathan Hernandez.
What's it like being a junior here at this charter school? Is it hard?
It's interesting, I'm just gonna say that.
Why?
Well, because, you know, you got a lot of challenges to face throughout the year, and I wasn't expecting it to be like this kind of challenging, because I'm in multiple like higher advanced classes, and sometimes you get stressed out, but overcoming it makes you feel really nice.
So the schoolwork is the challenge right now for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't expect junior year to be so hard, huh?
Yeah, I didn't.
How do you do it all? How do you fit it in? How do you fit in coming here? How do you go home and do your homework?
I usually have like a timesheet at my own house. Just like, I usually subject things either math, science, such studies, and I usually have time limits for those, like how much time I have to study and how much time I work.
So you have your own timesheet.
Yeah.
That's really excellent. That's a great piece of advice for any student to keep discipline. What about other stresses as a student in your social life? Because it sounds like you don't have a lot of time to have a social life, but is it hard? Do you find bullying's a problem, social media bullying a problem, anything like that?
Oh, I deleted all types of social media for me because I found it as a big problem and a big holdback for me. I wasn't really involved in it, so.
It was a distraction?
Yeah.
So you deleted all your accounts?
Yeah.
What's it like not living online?
Pretty nice. I feel more free.
It's peaceful?
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing that stopped for you in all of that? Was there bullying going on or just annoying things?
That's just really annoying things. To see how generations are coming along for how kids are acting nowadays, I just find it unacceptable.
State your name.
Kiara Smith. I'm currently applying for 3 colleges right now for psychology major. Yeah, and we have a whole class about it for the beginning of the year to help us through it with all the applications and the FAFSA forms and all the stuff.
There's a lot to do. It can be a very stressful time, correct?
Yes.
What stresses you right now as a high school senior?
All the essays I have to write for colleges. Like, there's like 2 separate essays you have to write. One for the application, one for this other EOP thing. You have to write an essay for that too, describing yourself. And you just have to find like all the good qualities about you and everything that you've done in high school and everything. Like, you have to make the most of it so you can write the best essay possible.
My name is Roman Laney.
How can we as adults be better for you as students and teenagers?
Just give us good examples, listen to us, and you know, we're the next generation after you guys, and just keep on leading us to the right path.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.